You're listening to Game Droids. No, see, that sounds terrible.
British accent.
It's not a good day, sir. You have appeared to stumble upon Game Droids.
Blistering idiots.
Hello, welcome to Game Droids. This is episode 21. You're tuning in. We're not live today because I'm too lazy to set it up. But Freddy's here, Koloff's here, how are you guys doing?
Hello.
Great.
How was your guys' weekends?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
I don't remember my weekend.
Can't complain.
Did you go to Britain? I saw a little British.
I had some Earl Grey tea. Yeah.
Bleeding Christ.
Bleeding Christ. Bloody anus. What's up? What did you say? You had something to say? What? What now? What?
I had some Earl Grey tea.
Earl
as long
Grey.
As I'm around. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God, dude. Fucking we
what?
Me and fucking Call Up play, it's kind of like an inside type thing. We play fucking Saints Row. You know, Saints Row, you can change your guys' clothes and shit like that. So, you know, I'm there fucking changing all my clothes and shit, and Call Up's there. As long as I'm around, no one's gonna fuck with you. And he just does that over and over and over. And I'm like,
well, like an English dude or an Australian dude?
Well, yeah, because you can pick different Crikey. Voices for your character.
As long as I'm around. No one's gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good, actually.
But just over and yeah, it sounded exactly like him. But he just does it over and over, dude. It drives me crazy. It's like, stop! God damn it! I don't know what's going on with that game too. It's a little buggy. Like
Saints Row.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always been buggy, but just lately, like every mission I complete, right when I complete the mission, it freezes, or it does something where it doesn't save, and I have to fucking replay that mission. So
is
like
that your downloadable content?
Yeah, even on the downloadable content.
Every mission or just all?
Well, I would say every mission, but I'm only allowed to play three. And all three of them keeps on freezing. Like, either there's too many characters on the screen or there's too many explosions. It's just,
your Xbox is about to die.
I don't know if it's that or maybe the Xbox just can't handle all that stuff.
I think mine is on the edge of dying, dude. It's been acting really weird.
Really? What's it been doing?
I don't know. Like, I'll turn it on and just nothing happens.
Just the lights go on and it's like just black screen.
Even if
you don't have the red rings, call Microsoft and tell them you have the red rings and they'll replace it. If you call them and tell them it's not the red rings, they'll be like, oh, well, we only cover the red rings.
Well,
so
actually, it's all
so lie to them.
It's all totally automated now. Like when I call the number because my other Xbox, the CD-ROM, stopped working on it. So I call them up and they basically says, go to Xbox and /support and we'll be able to fix it. You know, it's like, oh, okay. So I went to the, you know, you basically have to go online and just do all the stuff yourself, which is kind of cool because, you know, you skip all the fucking automated service on the fucking telephone because that shit's a nightmare. And, you know, they give you options like, oh, what's your Xbox doing, da-da-da. You type in your number and it tells you if it's still under warranty. And if it's not under warranty, I guess you could pay for it. And
yeah, it's like $150.
Yeah, I don't know how much it is, but.
It's about $150, I know for a fact.
Really? So Microsoft fix your console after the warranty expires is $150.
Yep. You may as well buy a whole new
buy
console,
a new one.
To be honest.
Yeah, it's like $199, right?
For the arcade edition, you just swap your hard drive out.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's basically what happens when you take it back, and you get a controller.
Oh, hey, yep. Now.
And a headset.
And sometimes you get a free game. Even with the arcade version, they'll throw in a couple arcade games.
So the extra $50 is probably just worth to go get a new one.
Pretty much. I think that's why they charge $150 to fix it.
So you'll get like Lego fucking Indiana Jones and what else?
Lego Batman. Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I haven't played Lego Batman yet.
Yes!
You know what? Those games are corny. I like those damn corny games, dude. I think they're fucking awesome.
You know what it is? It reminds you of a time when games weren't so, you know, elaborate and fucking had all these crazy storylines. It's just like you just basically run around and kill things.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's what, I don't know. That's the feeling I get when I play like those types of games. You know, there's not much story there, but it's enough for you're like interested to keep on playing, and it's just fun. Plain and simple fun.
I miss those days.
You know, game I recently played, and I was surprised how fun it was. World of Goo. You guys ever heard of that?
No, it sounds disgusting.
Nope.
Basically, it's these like little globs of looks like oil, I would say, and you have to build this tower to like a little pipe so they can go and infect, I guess, the rest of the world. I'm not sure. It's a little puzzle game. And basically, you take your little goo guy, your little goo thing, and you construct them. Like, they create triangles and squares and things like that. And you have to build a structure out of goo. So it's all, like, wobbly and shit. So you have to get it in the right position where it won't like fall over. Oh, it's pretty fun. I was playing that on that on live, in fact. You guys know what that is on live?
I know what it is.
I don't.
No, on live is a service where basically you could play games that your computer can't run. In this case, World of Goo, but you know that's a little crappy game. But they have they basically stream high quality video of the game as you're playing it. So you're watching a video of you playing it. It doesn't sound like it would work, but it actually works pretty well. I was actually surprised.
And this is something that's yet to come?
Yeah, well, it's not out yet. I'm in the beta, so I'm like playing it. And they have like Crysis and Crysis Warhead, Crysis, some other one with tanks. They have Battlefield. They have Call of Juarez. Another one they have on there. Need for Speed Shift. I don't know, but to other games, dude. And what's surprising is like there's really no wait, which I was surprised. Like you install the software, you click on a game, and I mean it basically takes the time it takes to load when you load a disc in your Xbox.
How does it look though?
Your PlayStation. Does it look cool? Actually, it looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
How's the lag?
Really there is none. Well, on the beta of the games I was playing, there was like literally like almost no lag. I was actually surprised.
So you think that'll hold up though if people actually pay for it?
You know, I'm sure it's the beta right now, and I mean obviously they're testing it. They're probably gonna let more people in gradually to see how their service could take it. But as it stands right now, it's actually a pretty good idea. Like the idea that it actually works. It works. That's the point. That it actually works.
What kind of games are on there? Like old school, new school?
No, new games. Crysis, you need a fucking souped up ass PC to play that game.
Oh, really?
And with this service, you don't. You can play it on your laptop. You can play it on, you know, your Windows 98 PC if you wanted to. And that's the beauty of it, is that you don't need these high-tech machines to play something that's, you know, super extremely graphical or whatever you want to call it.
Oh.
So, I don't know. To me, it's like an exciting thing that I think could be.
This is something that's not going to be free, though, right?
No, obviously not. It's going to be free, but they're going to have like demos and things like that. I'm pretty sure you could sign up for free. And I think you just pulled your mic out.
Did I really? Can you hear me?
No, I hear you.
Cole up, can you hear Freddy?
I hear you. I'm echoing.
I don't hear you. Cole up.
Whatever you did.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
What happened to Cole? Oh, there you
go. All right, no, you got disconnected.
Oops.
I'm still here.
All right, technical difficulty. But this is something that, you know, that they've said themselves that they can move to other, like, platforms, like a PlayStation or an Xbox. Mm. So, you know, I could see this in the future working very well.
It won't ever go to PlayStation or Xbox because they want to charge you. The software developers want you to buy their game. They don't want a small monthly fee for a whole bunch of games.
But why would they, if they didn't want that, then why would they put it on live service in the first place?
Well, on the PC is different than the PC is basically dying as far as gaming goes, whereas the Xbox is flourishing as far as gaming goes.
But isn't it the same concept as, like, you know, games on demand? I mean,
games on demand. You mean like GameFly?
No. Well, GameFly, like, imagine a GameFly and a game on demand. You know, like last night, my buddy Little Hulk was going, oh, you know, I want to play Saints Row. Let me see how much it is. $30. You know, he doesn't want to play it for $30, but like if he was paying like a $20 fee a month to play these games, I think he would be playing it. You know, like, oh yeah, we could just switch it out. I mean, imagine a GameFly like that. Like, you don't have to have the game. All you have to have is an internet connection.
I think what happens with the video games online with systems is that they're not going to want that. They're going to want people to buy the actual copy or download a full copy. They're not going to, because they make very minimal amount of money when people play it that way. Like, Crysis flopped on the PC because no one could buy it. So it makes sense for them to try to make money now on it to make as much as they can back from it by putting it on live. But if I guarantee if Crysis was a smash hit that sold millions of copies on the PC, they would not have put it on live. They'd be still making money off the software of it.
But see, I think you're wrong in the sense that, let's take a game like Ghostbusters. Who the fuck buys it right now? Who's going to play it right now? That's an old game. It's kind of outdated. If this service, let's say OnLive, was on an Xbox or a PlayStation, and you're cruising your...
So basically, you're just renting it.
Yeah, you're renting it. Mm-hmm. The developer gets a fee that they potentially wouldn't have before.
Yeah, but that's for games that flop. Games that are big, like Call of Duty, they're not going to put it on that service.
Well, why not? What I mean, if Call of Duty was on there, let's say you can only have, you can only play one game at a time, right? Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to buy? I mean, why would you have that game in your queue all the time? You know, like, is it because? Well, I guess you know what. Now that I'm talking about it, I see his point.
Wow. You figure they sold 10 million copies of Call of Duty so far at $60 a pop.
Uh huh.
They put it on live. As on live, they might make 50 cents per each person that plays it. That's not, they're not going to make money doing that. But Crysis, they did it because no one bought it anyway. I mean, it was technically a great game, but you had to have, like, when it came out, you had to have like a $3,000 PC to run it. So it makes sense for them to put it on live now because they've lost money on it. They're just trying to recoup some money back.
Okay, I see. Well, you know what else could work though? It's like a game after its life cycle of copies sold.
Yeah, it'd be great if they did it with like Xbox One games and maybe PS2 games for the PS3.
Uh huh.
You know, I definitely like it for something like that. You know, maybe go back, play a game you've never played before on an older system.
Okay. I would also like to see, you know, a service like that, like with just the demos. You know, like you want to download demos, 2 gigs. Why not just stream it? You know, just so you can instantly play it. I think something like that would add value to an Xbox or a PlayStation, you know, whoever snatches up the rights first.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like another selling point. You can play games instantly without even fucking downloading them.
Yeah, that might work for demos and older games. Like Netflix, I don't know if you use that. They have that streaming.
Yeah, I have that.
They hardly ever put, like, brand new movies on there because they still want people to buy the Blu-ray or buy the DVD.
Yeah, they got some of them are, well, mostly they're all pretty crappy movies. And
they have a lot of good independent, if you like independent films.
Yeah, some of them. But...
Well, they have that Zune Marketplace. They have, like, updated movies, right?
They, I mean, you pay for them to rent them.
Yeah.
Like, individually instead of a one-month fee.
You know, I'm too cheap to, like, go ahead and just buy one off of there because, you know, I get my movies online and through the computer.
You don't do the Netflix? You don't have Netflix?
No, I don't have Netflix.
That's pretty awesome, dude. It's only like, what, $6-$7 a month?
Yeah, plus you get the one Blu-ray or DVD.
But the computer's free! Can't be price free.
I don't know, I kind of like watching it on my Xbox.
I'm lazy, I just like to turn my Xbox on and it's there.
I like that. It's convenience.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know.
It's really good if you invite people over or whatever, and there's nothing to do.
Oh, you just throw a movie
on Netflix.
Yeah.
Or it's really good if you go on vacation, you take it with you.
I can see that. You know, you go on a vacation, connect your Xbox or your Live or whatever.
Yep.
And there it is. Never left.
Chris, do you take your Xbox with you when you go on vacations?
I do.
I do. Yeah, I do too.
I remember a couple times we went to Vegas and you took your Xbox. Long time ago, no? Or maybe it wasn't Xbox. Was it the Xbox?
I don't know.
I remember somebody brought, it had to have been you.
Because I only went to Vegas with you and your parents, like, when we were kids once.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been the Xbox then. I could have sworn we went somewhere. Oh, you know what? Wasn't it the cabin? Or something?
No,
like
I drank my Dreamcast. We went to a cabin in Big Bear.
Speaking of Dreamcast, I'm playing Crazy Taxi right now.
I used to love the Dreamcast, man. That thing was awesome, dude.
So was Crazy Taxi. Fucking badass.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
I think my favorite thing about the Dreamcast is the size. It's just so small.
There was an RPG game on there that was bad that Chris let me borrow. Well, actually, it was Jesse's. It's called Skies of Arcadia.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the greatest RPG games.
That game was so awesome,
dude.
Yeah. I love that game so much, dude. I didn't even finish it because I think it started messing up or the CD was scratched.
Uh-huh.
I was really disappointed that I couldn't beat that game, dude. Because I was all into it. Like, man, you know, this game is bad, dude.
That was
one of my favorite RPGs, dude.
The Dreamcast did two things really well. Three things. Fighting games, sports games, and RPGs.
Which is covers pretty much the whole gamut of...
Yeah, well, it didn't do FPSs so well, but aside from that...
Well, any system before the Dreamcast didn't really do them very well. Aside, the only, like, FPS I've ever played that was before that I was actually, like, into was probably the Doom game.
On what?
On, like, PlayStation or even the Super Nintendo version was actually pretty decent.
Well, Final Doom was probably... on the PS1 was probably the best version of Final Doom.
Uh-huh.
And that's like a rare game to get now because they didn't sell that many copies, so they didn't make a lot. So on eBay, even, it's like $50 still to get that game. Shit, dude. You know what the game? I still have my copy though.
You know what game? Well, till recently, I don't know how much it is now, but the version of Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
That thing held its value. I mean, they were selling copies for $128.
God damn. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You can get it for $16 on your Xbox, but it's just crazy, dude. Like that system had more good games per capita than any other system in history. Like the ratings on that game. There was more 9.5s and 8s or whatever. Good games. Even though it had a really low lifespan, so I guess that, you know, that kind of helps, right? Not enough time. They have crappy games. I mean, it had its fair share.
I think the games look really nice too. Like I don't know if it has anything to do with the Dreamcast, but the colors were really bright. Like it was. Yeah.
Well,
really
the Dreamcast
nice
had the same, almost the same video chipset as the Xbox. It was ahead of the PS2 as far as video card wise.
I don't know. It just seems to me like even the Dreamcast seemed like a lot prettier in color than the Xbox to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tripping, but.
Well, because the Xbox was more towards the era of everything trying to look realistic, quote unquote.
Yeah, I guess it's a big jump from PS2 to Dreamcast.
Yeah, that's basically what they were trying to do.
Well, I think the Dreamcast, a lot of people like it, is it's basically the first 128-bit system. Like, before the Dreamcast, you had the PlayStation 1 and the Nintendo 64. And the Dreamcast was like a big leap to like actually having close to PC graphics.
It's the first time things actually look solid. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like,
yeah, they weren't all square.
Like the old 3D games, they seem so like, I don't know, I don't say crappy, but like the walls and things, they just seem hollow. You can see through them. You can see the polygons. I mean, you know, like one character is made out of like 4 polygons. Before that.
And the best part about the Dreamcast, not to interrupt you, is that it used Windows CE. It's the operating system underneath.
Yeah.
So there were like tons and tons of free software hacks that you just download off the internet and burn to a disk. Like you didn't have to do any modding at all, like to the system. You didn't have to open it up. Nothing. Like there, I have a disk. It's called. It was a Super Nintendo that you could download.
Uh huh.
And I have the Super Nintendo with about 150 Super Nintendo games burnt to a disc that run on my Dreamcast. And I didn't have to do anything to it.
Yeah. I think that's what kind of helped it and killed it at the same time was the pirating problem with that. Because you didn't have to mod it at all. You just had to put like the boot up program on the disc.
And that was it.
And that was it. Right. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, using Windows was probably good. It was a good idea for the consumer, but a bad idea for, I guess, marketing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just too bad that Dreamcast didn't make it. You're going to start crying now. Oh, man.
It's all right. We have Mass Effect 2 coming up soon.
Yes. Yes. Dude, that's like next week already, dude. I'm like excited.
Yeah, me too. Except, I'm kind of a little disappointed and sad because I don't have money to buy it.
Oh, man. So, if you Gamefly it right, I'm pretty sure you can get it, dude. You just have to do the timing just right.
I don't know. I'm going to try. They owe me anyways because they've lasted like a good while like, without sending me a goddamn game. So.
Those sons fuckers. Of bitches. Man, did you get through that Brutal Legend game?
No, I think I'm close to the end, but I lost interest. It was just too much of the same shit. I was just like, all right, this is...
Jack Black on your nerves, didn't he?
Actually, not really. Not as much as I thought he was going to. It's just the game. It's just like, it's too much of the same shit. Like, all right, you have to set up your stage. And then, like, okay, and you have to recruit your people. And it turned into, like, this other weird type of game, like Halo Wars.
Like a real-time strategy type?
Yeah, it was kind of something like that. Yeah, it was just like, okay, you got to, like, recruit people and send them this way. And
after I played Stage Battle, I was, like, kind of like, I don't really care. I don't care anymore. It just got to that point where I was just like, but everything in the world, like, looks really cool. Like, just the world they built.
Yeah.
It's just fucking awesome. And there's, like, things that are stupid. Like, for example, you know, there's engines and fucking tires everywhere. And, like, you know, Jack Black pulls up in his... Or Eddie Riggs, he pulls up in his car and everybody's like, what is that? You know? But they're fucking everywhere. Like, how do you not know what that is?
Yeah.
You idiots, you know? But,
Did you see that picture I sent you of that dude from Danzig, the singer?
No. What picture was that?
I sent you a text. Maybe you didn't get it. But it's pretty much like how I think like they pretty much tried to like make it look like that dude, Eddie Riggs. Watch. Well.
Oh yeah, that's right. And you're like that guy looks exactly like the guy from Danzig looks exactly like Eddie Riggs.
I don't know. That's why, like, that's why I try to ignore.
I thought this was like a costume of somebody.
No, that's a different Danzig.
So what he really looks like? He's the real life Eddie Riggs.
So I try to pretend like he's like a comical version of Eddie or Danzig.
Well, no, you were saying earlier, you know, we're having a conversation before the show, and it was like, they would have to make the whole world all stupid like that. Like, how do you make a heavy metal game without being it, you know, without it being like
silly?
Just, yeah, completely retarded.
You have the Aerosmith game where they're throwing CDs.
Exactly. I mean, that Aerosmith game, I don't know, I played it once and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, what? You know what, though? I used to love playing that shit at the arcades. With the gun?
I think it was just the gun peripheral, dude.
Yeah.
It was basically the same game as Terminator.
What was your favorite arcade game?
Mortal Kombat 2 or NBA Jam.
Oh, man, dude.
Like, were you actually at the arcade putting coins into this shit? No, I'm talking about Xbox
Fighter.
Live Arcade.
Street Fighter 2. Hands down, Street Fighter, and then close second is.
I said like the X-Men game. X-Men.
Killer Instinct. Yeah, the X-Men game was pretty fun too.
Which was the one with four screens on it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
one
was bad. That one was bad.
Why don't they put that one on Xbox Live?
They're probably waiting for the right moment.
I don't know. Yeah, I want that game. I think I would get that game.
They're waiting for the four screen attachment.
You know which one I really like too? Maybe you guys probably disagree with me. That Silent Scope. It was like you
yeah,
the gun,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
the scope.
That was dope, dude.
I love that shit.
They had
shit.
That shit on the Dreamcast too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
that was
I needed the gun.
Yeah,
like,
arcade game
like,
Silent Scope was like,
oh, well, I used the controller, but nice. No, it's crazy because you remember the VMU units? They have that little screen on them.
The VMU units.
The memory cards. They
like a little Game Boy looking
if
thing.
If you put that on your controller, you can actually see through the scope.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was ghetto, but like I remember seeing it going, oh, this is awesome.
They had a lot of cool shit on there, man. It's cool. You could download like little games and shit, like Tetris and shit.
Yeah, Tetris and like I remember, like on Soul Calibur, they'd show you little like a chibi character of your guy.
Oh, yeah, they would.
And like he would like do like little sword movements or whatever the fuck he's doing every time you hit punch or kick.
It was awesome.
I remember that.
It was so ghetto, but it was like, oh, this is sweet, sweet.
And
the only thing
was,
is,
like,
the battery
would
die in those things a lot. The VMU unit.
Oh, I didn't really use it like outside of the controller. But, like, I think the potential that they had, like, a lot of good ideas that just didn't come through right.
Well, what happened was I think they were ahead of their time. Like, with the internet, the broadband hadn't taken off yet. So having online through dial-up really, I think, hurt them. Because it was really shitty. I don't know if you ever played a lot of games on the Dreamcast online, but it was really, really laggy.
No, I never played. But, yeah, I mean, it was using, what, like a 56K modem?
Yeah.
You know? And that's fucking slow as hell. That's actually slower than hell.
That's what I use now. No, I'm just kidding. Hell no. Probably close to it, though.
Fucking dial up. No, you got like, what, 3 meg connection?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not all, I don't know techie stuff like that. I'm just like,
oh, man.
I connect shit and I go.
Man, was it on Sunday? A friend of mine, he knows some people who own like a little racetrack, little go-kart track. And they were having like network problems, right? So they're
hey,
come over. Do you know how to fix it? I'll pay you. All right. So I go there. Like, well, how much? Then I was gonna say $20. Then my friend goes $50. All right. And they're like, oh, cool. All right. So I fucking hook up their internet, dude. Simple, dude. Easy, right? I just fucking basically put in some Wi-Fi stuff, and they were all online. Everything was working great, right? And then They take me over there to where they have all their network stuff. And they have, like, 10 computers and, like, 5 routers, dude. I mean, yeah, like, 5 routers. And all they need is, like, maybe 1.5.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, this is kind of a mess here. I don't know.
Who did this?
Yeah, I was like...
The guys all looking down?
No. I was like, they don't know. They didn't know who did it. Like, it was just there.
It just magically appeared. Nobody wanted to take the... They knew. They just didn't want to take the blame for it.
I guess there was... No, apparently, this is the story. That 3 people before I went there... Mm-hmm. Went there and like, did their whole network thing. I mean, and this thing was just a fucking rat's nest of mess, dude.
Yeah.
So the lady goes, "Whoa, can you fix it?" I was like,
"Another $50?"
No, I was like, "I don't know. I don't know if I can." And she's like, "I was like, I don't want to mess, you know, because I mean, obviously they put these things here for a reason, you know. I don't want to mess with it, you know. I mean, we could try to clean them up." She's all, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, I was like, look, if I can touch it." And, you know, it can either go smooth and everything just fucking works perfect.
Or I can make a fucking mess even
worse. Yeah, or it could go catastrophically bad, right? And she goes, well, you know, just go ahead and do it.
Wow.
Okay. You know, so fucking start doing it, working on it, right? The fucking, it was done, dude. Everything would look nice and smooth. Everything was working clean, right? I was basically pushing the stuff back, you know, so it could look nice and neat. And a fucking wire came out of the DSL modem. Not a wire, but the power cord came out. And the fucking internet went down.
And you were like, oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck. So I'm trying to, you know, I plug it back in, resetting the whole thing. It's fucking not working. Fucking like, what the fuck is going on? So basically, I fucked up their internet. Yeah. So I'm like, shit, dude, what the fuck do I do? So,
here's, you know, $50 back.
No, this is the next day, dude. Oh, so I didn't get paid for that, but. Yeah, so basically they had a, you know, I was on the phone with AT&T, which is their service provider, and, you know, like, oh, try IP config, do all this crap. Nothing's working, dude. Nothing's fucking working. Damn. So I'm like, fuck, dude. Basically, you know, I fucked up bad, right? And I feel responsible, but, you know, it got unplugged, dude. Yeah. You know, it's not like I fucking, you know, hacked into it and fucking destroyed it.
And plus you gave him a warning.
Yeah. Anyway, so... They had a technician. Well, they had a real technician go over there and, you know, start fucking with it. He couldn't figure it out. Damn. The next day, another technician came. He claimed he fixed it. I went there yesterday to set up the Wi-Fi again. And that guy didn't hook it up. Like, I was like, there's no internet connection here, so they're still fucked, dude.
Damn.
I know, dude. I was like, oh man, I feel bad about
they're
it.
All like fucking.
Can they switch to cable internet?
I hope they would do something like that, you know, something a little more dependable, because I guess they're using, like, a static IP, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, it means this is one, yeah, I know what that means.
So, I don't know, it's just a bunch of, it's just a big old fucking mess.
Terrible.
What they should do is switch to cable internet, get one router, and then just go from there, like, just start over from scratch, setting everything up.
That's what I said, but he's going to have one of his other tech guys go take a look at it, and...
If they're willing to fly me out there to California, I'll do it for free.
All right, I'll let them know. I'll let them know. But, you know, I don't think he's losing that much business right now. It's fucking pouring rain here in California, and it, you know.
We had tornado fucking warnings and shit, and it's California.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
We don't have tornadoes.
I was scared. No, but it got really, like, severe bad weather yesterday, dude. Like, it was.
That scared the shit out of me.
It was like a thunderstorm. The wind was blowing fucking hard as fuck, and like it was
like a
just
hurricane, dude.
Pouring fucking rain, dude. It was like, oh my god, like it's poured rain like really hard before, but not with that blistering wind.
Yeah, that shit was crazy,
which made it kind of like scary. But my mom's like, oh, this is like if the weather is in Virginia, because, you know, my parents lived in Virginia for a while.
You thought the world was coming to an end?
I've never left California, dude. I've never seen shit like that. There was waterfalls coming off my goddamn roof, dude. I mean, scared. Like, it was, like, so much water, it wasn't even, like, a trickle. It was, like, seriously, like, sheets of water, like, just, whoo, like, a waterfall, dude, seriously.
Can you imagine an Irish Spring commercial?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, we got off track there.
I don't know.
But the weather. I had to get it off my chest.
Anyway, anywho. Any of the news?
Nothing really to report, I guess. I mean, it's coming kind of slow, I guess. I don't know. Nothing that really caught my eye.
Ooh, no.
that's other stuff I was looking at.
Caught my eye.
But they did come out with some new Halo Reach screenshots. I guess EB Games released some.
When does that come out?
That comes out this Christmas. So this year.
Good God.
And the thing I noticed about these things, well, supposedly they hyped up the graphics, and it looks a little better, I guess. But what I am noticing that it's a lot grittier. Like, the game looks, yeah, it looks grittier is the word I want to use. For example, it's not so clean looking like the other Halos. You know, there's a lot more dirt flying around. It just looks dirty. Like a real war zone, supposedly. And I think that's the feeling they're going for. You know, they want to make it seem like it's a real battle, like a real war, kind of like a Call of Duty or something like that.
I'm kind of done with the whole Halo thing. I don't know. Like, I'm not really as interested as I was before.
I think it's
maybe because of all these damn Halo games that came out. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, kind of like an overload of just
too
much Halo.
Yeah, it's too much.
That, and you know what? Their last game, the story wise, wasn't really good. It was like okay. You know, like Halo 2 was real good, and then Halo 3 was just kind of like too much shit going on.
It's Call of Duty.
It was turning into Metal Gear Solid.
Oh. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, don't remind me about that shit.
Yeah, so hopefully they redeem themselves with this game, I think. I mean, not that, that Halo 3 was bad. I mean, it's probably one of the best games
Metal
out
Gear
there.
Metal Gear turned into a soap opera, dude. That's yeah. so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
Lolalilalu, or what the fuck are they?
Oh, the fucking Metal Gear?
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, they have that. So much fucking storylines going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, one homo with the long hair? Come on. God, Chris, that doll is seriously, it's scary looking.
Yeah, I saw this other story I wanted to mention was gaming making a sex bots. Like game, I guess game software and shit like that, you know, like the AI and things like that. They're helping making the sex doll realistic, you know, become a reality.
But look at that thing. I think it's like a monkey or something.
It looks like, you know, it looks like Kat Von D, the tattoo artist.
If she had a retarded fucking little sister, maybe.
So, you know, I don't know. Just like that. I was going to mention it, but yeah, who cares? That's pretty much it, dude. I don't have any
lippy.
I don't have anything else to talk about. I want to talk about Mass Effect, but I want to wait till it comes out before I start yapping on about it.
Well, I'm playing Crazy Taxi right now.
Well, no wonder you're so quiet.
I know.
I hear him chewing on something over there.
No, I'm not chewing on anything.
Lighting a match.
He just snaps his mouth at that.
Actually, a lighter.
Randomly.
I caught myself doing that a couple times when I played. Like, all like, what the hell did I do? I licked the shit out of my lower lip. I don't know why. I was like back and forth. Like
maybe, a little kid?
Yeah, I swear. Like, when it's really intense, I'll catch myself doing stupid shit like that. Like,
doing what?
Biting or licking his lower lip. Like
back and forth. Like, I don't know, like, I get all nervous and shit. Like,
that's how our buddy Tony plays games, dude.
That's funny.
I used to stick my tongue out when I was younger. I get nervous. Or, like, playing a video game. You know, like,
has to do that now. What? Oh yeah, I forgot.
Actually, when I get nervous or when I concentrate, I like clench my, like, I just shut up and I clench my teeth together, like as tight as they can go, and just.
Do you remember getting like so pissed and like slamming the controller on the floor, or just like just getting really mad?
The breaking it, I've done it.
Trying to bite it.
You know, I've gotten angry, but I've never done that. Like I've
oh, I have.
I like punched a wall a couple times.
I think one time my sister caught me. I felt all stupid, you know, because I thought I was alone. She was like, "God, calm down with your game." I was like, "Oops."
You're all
embarrassed. Yeah, I know she was there when I done it. Yeah, because I was just, I probably made a big old scene and shit.
A cousin of mine, he used to be, like, we play Sega or Genesis or whatever, and whenever he loses, he fucking gets so pissed and just throw a controller at the TV as hard as he could. It never broke, though, not even think about it, but surprisingly.
What if it did, though? It was your own TV and shit?
Well, it's his fucking. No, it wasn't my TV. It was his TV. If it was my TV, I got some
cousins that used to do that, like, They're like smaller cousins, which I hate these little fuckers. It's these cousins that I've never ever met in my life, and all of a sudden they come around like, "Oh, hey, these are your cousins." Oh, okay. And they're fucking annoying as shit, and they're little kids, but like, this is one. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. He probably has like ADD or something. He's just a retard.
Is that the one with the cats?
Yeah, cats. So many cats. That one is the exact same one. Like when I had my Xbox or something like in the living room, like they would go over there and they get so mad like playing, and they would like slam the controller down, like, what the fuck? I gave one a dirty look one time for doing that. Like, what the fuck? This ain't your fucking shit, you know? Like,
I would have told something, dude. This
ain't
your house,
the dirtiest
fool.
Look, dude. I was like, what the fuck's that? After that, every time they came over, I would just hide it. Where's the Xbox? Oh, it's broken.
Yeah, some idiot threw the controller on the floor and fucked it up.
Fucking idiots. And like, they would just throw, like, hissy fits, dude.
Well, because they're brats.
And that family would bring their dog. Like, why the fuck are you going to bring your dog? We don't have dogs in the house.
I hate people who do that. Bring your pets
like,
to your house.
I have a cousin that does that too, man.
Like, oh, look, he dropped a little steaming coil. How cute.
Yeah. They just shit in your living room.
How cute. I'm going to stomp on his head.
Yeah, it's like, no, don't bring your animals.
No, I'm germophobic, so people know if they bring their dog in his shits, I'm probably going to kill their dog. So they know better than that. Them and their dog will be going through the window.
No, but the cat story, I guess Freddy's neighbor's cat had a kitten. Kittens had a little litter.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at his house. See, this is probably like we're in high school still, right?
Probably.
And, you know, I'm just chilling at his house or whatever, and like the little kid comes in, "Freddy! Freddy! Freddy! Fred!" And he's like, "What? Cats! There's so many cats!"
And then he just disappeared. Like,
yeah, and then he just like walks away, and I look at Freddy like, "What the fuck was that, dude?" And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh my god."
Idiot family of mine. <Just kidding. laughs> They're all fucking stupid. I hate most of my family, dude, seriously.
Oh, man.
But anyways, that's another story.
That's for another time.
Did you ever notice, not to go back, when you play Crazy Taxi, whenever you pick up a black woman, she goes, take me to the KFC. Isn't that a little bit racist?
Serious?
Black woman always wants to go to the KFC.
That's in-game advertising, dude. It's advertising to their market.
Are you serious, though, or are you just joking?
Yeah, they had KFC and Tower Records, but there's this black woman in the one... There's two different maps in this game. The arcade map, and then they build a map for the Dreamcast. So whenever you play the arcade map, you pick up this one... Well, it's there's several black women that are basically the same characters spread throughout the map. You pick them up and they're, take me to the KFC. And it's like, why is it just black people?
They should have had one like where the black dude comes in, give me your money, and then you try to shake him off by hauling all over the place. No, that's racist.
Mexican comes, jacks your car.
Just steal your reins while it's still rolling.
If you see a black person and avoid them, you get a bonus.
Oh.
like in New York City. Which, you know,
safety is, bonus.
When I go to New York City with my black friends and we have to hail a cab, they stand like a half a block down the street. And then I hail a cab.
That's
and it stops.
And they come out of nowhere and shit.
Well, what's up with that, dude? They just don't like giving black people rides over there? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't really know because I don't live in New York City to know like exactly why. But it's like, if you see a black person in New York hailing a cab, they just never stop. They just keep on going like they're not like they're not there.
Are you saying that they don't see them on the street?
Well, at nighttime, maybe not.
You're racist.
Not unless you're smiling.
You guys are racist.
That is terrible.
Well, at least you didn't go, take me to the KFC. Mm-hmm. Them chickens is delicious.
There goes our black audience.
I want some KFC now.
Yeah, me too. Some mashed potatoes.
Oh, hell.
Delicious.
We're fat.
I'm going out for Mexican food later.
Mexican food.
You know, you
have that every day, but that's like a rare delicate treat.
Not really, actually.
Yeah. You know what's funny is this has nothing to do with – well, it has Mexican food, but what do you call it? Tamales? Do you like tamales, Cola?
I like tamales.
White people fucking love tamales, dude. I don't know what it is about white people and tamales, but they fucking like – oh, my God,
they
tamales.
Like they like the cheap, fast version of tamales, though.
Really?
No, yeah, that's like, though, because white people like Taco Bell tacos, and it's like, that's not a real taco, because, you know,
that's
a real taco is like
to
three
me,
times
like...
that size.
Yes and no, I guess.
And they're way spicier.
They try,
though.
They
like,
try to make real tacos.
Vegetables are cut better.
Now, I remember when I was younger, though, I had a teacher goes, it was like before Christmas vacation, and she's all, oh, Chris, you're so lucky. Why? Because Christmas time you guys get all those delicious tamales, and I'm like, okay. I don't even
but
like
as
them.
Mexicans do, they make them for Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas.
Christmas.
Like every goddamn holiday, like, tamales.
You could have fired for that. You could have called her racist.
My mom makes pretty decent.
Yeah, your mom does make pretty good tamales, dude.
Can you mail me one?
No. You gotta come down here.
Well, when Chris flies me out there for the show, I'll have a tamale.
Nah. Nobody listens anyways, dude.
There's one guy right there right now, like, aw.
Nobody important anyways. He's like,
all 200 people that subscribed were black, and now they're all gone.
Oh, fuck that. We'll find these motherfuckers and kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right before, right after I finish
this
bucket
of KFC. Is that your
black
impression? Black
people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your problem, man? Oh, what is it?
It doesn't sound like Eddie Murphy, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Sound like what?
They're funny.
Eddie Murphy? You ever saw that Eddie Murphy Raw or
Eddie
something
Murphy
like that?
Raw, yeah, I've seen it.
That shit's fucking hilarious, dude. I think what he does, Mr. T.
Oh. I love this.
Man.
I'm trying to think of like one part that he says about that, but I can't
think of it. I don't want to ruin any of the jokes, dude.
Yeah, me either.
How are you going to ruin a joke that's like 25 years old?
What are you thinking about the gay Mr. T? If he's a scary gay motherfucker?
Oh,
I never
saw
that.
No, I'm thinking about the one where he's like, wait, Mr. T comes up to him, he's like, hey, fool, why are you talking shit about me? He's like, no,
I wasn't. You look mad cute in them jeans.
Don't you play World of Warcraft?
No, I've seen the commercials, though, about Mr. T.
Oh, I was just wondering if that was real or not.
No. What, the grenade? Jesse plays that, dude.
Mohawk.
Every time I ask him, he doesn't say anything. Like, he doesn't, like, answer back, so I don't know.
What the hell? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Jesse could be a douche sometimes, I guess.
Douche?
Yeah, like, I'll text him, and he's like, you want to text me back?
That's like, funny.
You fucker. I hate you.
Kind of like that one person that asked me to borrow my ID.
Yeah,
I'm not going to text her back.
Somebody asked Freddie if they could borrow his driver's license.
Why?
Because someone of her brothers is going to Vegas. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So what?
No.
So you can get a speeding ticket? Or well, they yeah, use you as a fake ID?
Ticket, arrested.
Are they Mexican?
Else? Yeah, they are.
How'd you guess?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it would be weird to have like a white person. They want to borrow your ID.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They're
or a black person. That would be kind of weird. I'm Jesse. No, you're not.
Well, people don't think I'm Mexican when they see me anyways. They think I'm white.
Yeah. You have a white face.
Yeah. How dare you?
Racist.
He does, though. Dude. He has like a, he looks like a white guy with a goatee.
You saying all white people have white faces?
Yeah.
Usually, I might have a black face. That's what the characteristic of being a white person is.
No, pink.
Pink. Pink, pink.
Like the color flesh on the Crayola. It's like pink.
They look like pigs. There was one dude in school. His name was, I won't say his name, but. He had pig skin. We'll just say his first name, Richard. You know what I'm talking about?
Mr. Hernandez?
I know so many Richards. Actually, I know most every Richard I know has pink skin.
Yeah, but his leg was like really pink, dude.
Does his last name sound like Bean?
Yeah, Bean.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I hated that prick.
Oh, you know what? Here, let's settle this right here because Wesley's right here. My friend Juan just got Xbox Live. Okay.
I played him. Didn't we play him the other day?
Yeah, Juanbo. His name's Juanbo.
Juanbo yeah. 001.
So, okay, so check this out. Playing the game, right? We're all calling, you know, hey, Juan, this, that, Juan, this and that. And somebody says, how does it feel to be a beaner? Right?
Oh, I remember
that.
Oh,
does that guy keep going with the whole beaner shit? That guy got on my nerves, dude. I had to leave.
Yeah, but my brother thinks you said... That you, Freddie, you said that, you know, how does it feel to be a gamer? Did you say that?
No.
I done told you, Wes. I done told you. No, see, no. Yeah, the guy goes, oh, how does it feel to be a beaner? And that
guy would just kept nonstop, oh, there's some beaners over there. Let's go kill those beaners. Oh, beaners. Like, and I was on their team because they put me on the opposite team from you guys.
Yeah.
And they were getting so pissed because you guys were kicking their ass. And they were like, it's fucking stupid. Look at they're just like in one spot. Fucking dumb. These guys are fucking fags. Fucking look at it. I was just laughing my ass off because I was like, that's funny because they're talking about my friends and shit. And they were like, fucking I bet you they're fucking beaners. Fucking beaners this. And like, and that dude would just not shut the fuck up about beaners. And I was just telling him, I was like, man, you're fucking ignorant, dude. I was like, you swear, you know? And he was like, actually, I'm Mexican, so I can say beaner. I was like, no, but you're just annoying is what you are. I don't care. And then my voice kind of cracked a little bit, and they started clowning on me because of my fucking voice. I was like,
you're
oh, my
annoying.
God, dude.
It sounded like you're crying, probably.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I probably did. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're yelling at yourself in the mirror.
Yes. My voice let me down.
You guys,
and I was trying, and I was trying to sound so tough too, like you guys are so stupid. Oh, and they were just clowning my ass. I thought it was funny too. I was like, you know what? If that happened to somebody else, I'd be laughing my ass off too. Dude.
That fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, dude. I was like, you know what? I can't take this anymore. And I cried.
Yeah, you know, that's why I like started telling them when I was fucking their mother and all that other shit. Yeah. I was telling them.
I wasn't even gonna do this.
And then Wes was saying,
I should have done that.
I was telling Wes about it, and he's like, oh, they said that to Juan? I thought they were calling all of us beaners. And I was like, well, no, first it was just Juan, and then it was all of us. And, like, he got pissed at, you know, because, you know, Juan's a fucking veteran, dude. He got back from Iraq, you know, he was over there. And he's more American probably than those motherfuckers.
Those kind of people don't care, though, dude.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They're just a bunch of fucking assholes. Yeah, but my brother was pissed off, dude. He was like,
told him off or what?
He found this out later. Yeah, over dinner, he was eating his burrito very angry.
He's like, oh,
yeah, put the hot sauce on there. Fuck the assholes.
He's new. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you ruin the Xbox Live experience?
Yeah. Colum, I think you could beat him, dude. That's how new he is.
Oh.
He knows my deaths have gone way down since I don't run around as much. I don't die 20 times anymore.
It's funny though.
Oh, yeah, I need to start muting people. That's what I need to do.
Kolob, he you know, like a lot of times, like he'll be doing better than anybody in the game, and he'll go, "I'm doing the best. What does that tell you about you guys?"
Well, it's weird because when we play team deathmatch, I'm usually the worst. But when we play like individual death, like against each other, I'm usually in the top three every time. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I'm usually like on the top. I mean, on the bottom three. Top.
I usually win the games. Actually, I do pretty bad, actually. My kill death ratios are pretty bad.
People don't use grenades in a single. When you just do regular deathmatch, you can get so many kills just by throwing. If you just remember to throw your grenade once in a while.
Yeah, I think you stuck me, dude, that day.
I stuck you in the face with that
grenade. Yeah, like he was running towards me. I shot him, but he stuck me right after he died. Like right. Oh, well, I guess right in the face. I don't know. I drew the deet. I was like, oh fuck.
I saw your guy running around in circles trying to pull it off.
Well, I don't know if he was trying to pull it off, but yeah.
I love doing that in a regular game. Sticking someone with a grenade, and they don't know they're stuck, so they just start running around in circles trying to get away from the
grenade.
You
know what it seems like when I do good? I'm like, you know what? I think I did pretty good. Everybody else does a whole, like, 20 times better, so I'm like, oh, great. Even though I did decent.
Like, if you, like, let's say you're playing, right, and you have, let's say, 10 kills, right, and 9 deaths, you're still positive. So you did good anyways. Hmm. Even if the top player got 40 kills.
You know, I never look at the ratio. I just look at the kills.
Well, I look at it as if you win the game, it doesn't matter how many times you died because your kills contributed to the win. Yeah, if you lose the game, then how many times you died contributed to the loss.
Exactly.
That's true. I've never seen it that way.
If I get 1 kill and 15 deaths, but we win, my 1 kill might be that 1 kill that put us over the top.
Like, there was a moment when I was playing against you guys, and it was, I think it was, what's it called, where you capture the flat or the locations?
Mm-hmm. Domination.
Domination,
yeah. There was one moment where, like, I took actually one of them from you guys. It was, like, C or something. Charlie. I was thinking, I was like, damn, I'm doing good, dude. Like, I was kicking ass, dude. But I think we ended up winning, but it was...
Was it that game you went in where me and Juan were just playing? Like in the very beginning?
It might have been, yeah. I think it might have been.
And you were on the opposite team?
Yeah. I think it was, like, the first game, actually, or the second game.
Yeah, because you signed in, and Juan was like, hey, Freddy just signed in. I was like, oh, he never plays anyways. And then, like, all of a sudden you're in the game, you killed me. I was like, Freddy just killed me, you fucker.
Yeah, because it was weird, because as soon as I seen your name, I clicked, I put join session, and it just jumped me right in there. I was like, whoa, damn, that was fast. And then after that, I can join you, because, I don't know, Xbox Live doesn't like, my Xbox doesn't like Chris's Xbox.
Yeah, I think it's your routers. One of your routers is set up funky, and it's messing up
it
with the other
mine,
router.
Because I had to do some weird shit to mine.
Mine's set to
I have a wireless N router right here if you want it. If you trust me with your address, I can mail it out.
What is it?
A wireless N router? Send it to me, dude. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
You have my address, right?
No, you have to send it again because I have my that phone broke with your address in it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Call up owes me a laptop, dude.
What?
You need to get a Radio Shack. You know Radio Shack, those plugs you can adjust the voltage on them?
Yeah.
These are like $8. That's all you need. But the router itself is fine. It's a wireless N Linksys. My cousin gave it to me when he moved, and he didn't have any problem with it. So it's just sitting right here.
I wouldn't know what the hell to do with that.
I'd go over there and help you out, dude. Right. Hopefully, I won't shut down your internet like that place.
I'll be living in a trailer pretty soon, so. That'd be bad. Get a flat screen TV, put that shit in there.
Dude, you're gonna awesome. You can go to your little trailer full of, again, have like a 32-inch, not 32-inch, 52-inch fucking LED TV, those super thin ones.
Oh.
Fucking awesome. Surround sound and...
I wouldn't mind.
All kinds of fancy-ass shit.
Alright, is there much more? Because I'm going to have to go in a second.
No, I guess we can end it here.
Yeah.
Alright, I'd like to thank everybody for listening in. And we'll see you next week. Check out our website.
Oh, wait, before you leave, but one quick question before we end the show. Is Mass Effect 2 multiplayer or single player?
Single player, I believe.
Oh, then I thought they may have added it in for the second one.
Meh.
I probably won't be getting it then.
Let's get it anyways, dude. Rent it.
If it's not online, it's not.
Rent it. Yeah. All right, well, see you guys later.
Bye. All right.